at the Ag Issues Forum. I'm visiting with Rob Schrick. And Rob, great to see you. We've had a chance to visit a few times over the years. Here at this Bayer Crop Science event, we want to focus on what subject, talking with you?
Well, we have multiple subjects here at Ag Issues Forum. And I'm working the horticulture business now. We've spent a lot of time in corn and soybeans over the years, but and horticulture comprises multiple crops, and one of those is citrus. And our citrus growers are under intense pressure right now, especially in the state of Florida. They have a disease that's called Huanglongbing, or HLB for short, and it's vectored by a psyllid. And this virus is devastating. It's taking out their trees, taking out their orchards, and growers are throwing all the technology that they can to keep these trees alive and keep them producing, you know, a few more years. And Bayer is putting their efforts towards helping them find solutions. Of course, Bayer is a bit of a recipient, or somewhat seeing benefits from this, from the increased use of agrochemicals to help fight off this disease. But that's not sustainable. We need these growers to stay in business for the long term, and so we got to look beyond that. We got to find a solution to what we call citrus greening. It's in Florida now. We're hoping that it can be contained and we're able to keep them viable. But unfortunately, it looks like it may spread to other citrus-growing areas as well.
Well, having been very involved in reporting back when we had citrus canker, which has not gone away, there was a huge effort to try to contain that particular pest or disease. But this one... very devastating, like you said. So are there ways? I mean, what can we do? What can be done?
Well, there is technology out there that looks very promising. Some of it is in the GMO realm. And so you can imagine the regulatory hurdles and even the consumer hurdles that will have to be overcome and to prove that technology. Companies like Bayer are down that path. Right now, it's only about keeping those trees viable for additional years of production. So there's no silver bullet that we can see. We're investing into enhanced research. We're partnering with the universities, with the grower groups to combine our efforts. Because really, welcome the use of our technology, but as I said, we've got to keep these growers viable. We've got to keep these orchards in production for the long term, and that's really what we're trying to do, is find a solution to this so we can get back to normal production and let these growers do what they do best, and that's grow oranges.
Mm-hmm. Well, they don't do it better anywhere else than in Florida, by the way, my home state. Got to get that pitch in there. So when you talk about the GMO thing, just there are a lot of people that don't really understand this. It is so highly, I want to say regulated, but tested, and that's what you're referring to. Do we have, with this kind of a disease, the sort of time frame that's going to allow us to find those kind of solutions and still in time, I guess?
You know, that is a great question. How much time do we have? Just for us, say in a crop that where GMOs are accepted, say it's corn or soybeans or cotton, that's a 10, 12 year time frame, and it's not only the time that it takes to deregulate the event, but it's the time that it takes to do that globally to make sure that you can move that crop around the world. When you have introduce a GM into a direct consumable crop, say like citrus, well, it's a whole different element. It's a whole different ballgame. Now, we feel that the technology is robust, it's viable, and those types of technologies can come to market. And we would work to have the governmental institutions and the universities really take a fresh look at this, because it is keeping this industry viable. It's a whole new set of rules, a whole new game when you have something as devastating as HLB.
So if you were to find a good, we'll call it seed solution, right, for this, that could still work with maybe a chemical solution. Maybe it means you use less of a certain kind of insecticide or whatever you'd be using in this particular case. I guess you want to kill the the
pathogen.
Yeah, they're the psyllids.
Yes, you want to kill the psyllids, but yeah, more so you'd want to, in a best case scenario, have the tree have natural defenses. So yes, we'd want to control the psyllids for the other issues that they can cause, you know, damaging the fruit and those type of things. But along the lines of back to your question, in this type of discovery, it would be to bring out natural defenses, to have rootstock or something along those lines that we could bring to the market that would, like I say, get us back to normal citrus production.
Well, anything else about this work that you're doing we didn't kind of touch on here that, whether you're a citrus grower in Florida or maybe somebody in California or Texas who's, I'm sure, watching the situation very closely, that we didn't touch on?
No, I think I would just like to leave with that Bayer is committed to the horticulture business. We are committed to the citrus growers. You know, it may sound, not all that believable from a company like Bayer, but it really is true. Just I want to give a quick example. We had a meeting, it's been about 6 months ago, with our sales group, our salesmen in Florida. And, you know, they really brought the citrus greening to the forefront of our marketing team. And we wanted to invest back into this marketplace. And the sales reps actually took money from their operating budgets, pooled with our money to invest in the citrus business. So it really does show Bayer's commitment to the industry and in finding a solution.
Well, thank you, Rob, very much. We're about to go back into our general session here at the Ag Issues Forum. And from San Antonio, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.